The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
If you live in Virginia's 9th Congressional District, this campaign ad might sound familiar.
Living in Southwest Virginia for 52 years, I have some pretty conservative values.
That's Congressman Morgan Griffith. You know how he approaches his job as a congressman, but you might be surprised to learn how he handles matters of personal transportation. David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project is here to fill us in.
Congressman Morgan Griffith is getting quite a reputation by his second term of being a pretty frugal guy. He was spotted recently by Judy Kurtz, a blogger for the Hill newspaper, getting out of his 2003 Volkswagen Passat. The reporter happened to notice that the car was missing not one, not two, but all four hubcaps.
Well, Griffith can account for one of them. It's in the trunk. The others, we understand, have fallen by the wayside over the course of how many miles, David?
It turns out this car has 327,865 miles at last count.
Now, Morgan Griffith says all of this goes to show he's a man who likes to get the maximum benefit from every dollar. And he also passes on renting a home in D.C.
And it's difficult, actually, to have two homes. Many congressmen and women, they maintain their home back in the district as well as a place to live in Washington. Morgan Griffith, as many of your listeners may know by now, sleeps on a cot in his office during the week.
As for why he doesn't buy a set of hubcaps, Griffith's office says they might cost more than the value of the car, and that doesn't seem like a wise investment. Next, David, a story about how state colleges and universities in Virginia are getting and spending their money.
Right. Karen Capsidilis, the higher ed reporter for the Richmond Times-Dispatch, did a very interesting story recently. A recent Joint Legislative Audit and Review Commission, to the insiders, that's JLARC, found that tuition increased 2.5 times in 10 years.
The report says schools are spending less than half their funding now on instruction. And a large portion of it is buying things that would surprise some people if they toured a campus.
You might notice some things on the tour that you wouldn't see had you gone to college 20 or 30 years ago. There's the climbing wall down in the new gym, and there's that food court that would put any mall to shame. And this report found that most of the spending was not to improve or increase instruction, but it was for things like intercollegiate athletics, campus recreation, student housing, dining, and research. Now, at a research institution, those can be some big bucks.
Well, the idea, I guess, is that these kinds of things are needed to attract students.
You know, we're basically looking at a climbing wall arms race. Universities' reputations can rise and fall on the plushness of their dorms or the large spread they put out in their food courts.
David, the result, at least one of them, is that students and their families are facing higher and higher costs.
The JLARC report found that more than half of undergraduates now take out loans. That's compared to 30% in 1992, and that student borrowing tripled in the last decade, and that the average annual loan is now nearly $10,000.
Well, JLARC will have more reports to come on this issue. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You'll find their daily compilation of newspaper reporting from around the Commonwealth at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.